Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting on all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, Nick, is my mic on? I always got to ask you, man. Have you ever, how many times have you practiced the Ed Lover dance? Zero.
Nice job. I haven't practiced it.
I figured.
Sorry. Watching it, though, it doesn't look too difficult to learn at least a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's not too difficult.
So
that's why I was asking why you haven't took the leap of
what
faith.
What was the one dance, DP, that I did learn?
I saw a TikTok of you doing that country dance.
Man.
What's wrong with you? Connor just gets you doing all types of stuff.
No. There's,
you lose a bet?
No. It was just not the proudest moments when we do TikToks, when me and Haffer do TikToks, but we continue to do them.
Yeah. No. See, you're on to something here. See, he will do those on a regular basis for free with no coercion whatsoever. We have to ask and beg.
Well, hold on. I did the one.
We have to beg.
DP.
I've seen several. Don't say one.
Several dances by me?
I've seen two dances. And then
one
you
in the hallway. Yeah. Two in the hallway.
Two
both with Connor.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. We're about to pull up Connor's TikTok right now.
Well, see, here's the thing. Willingly.
We try to set you up on date nights, get you sponsors.
I've done one.
All that.
The other one, too many. The other one was here. The other TikTok that involves me was here right after the Hot Ones challenge when Happer took a video of me dying.
And what about the one you do in the electric slide or whatever?
That was for you guys.
That was in here, right?
Yeah, that was for you guys.
But did you turn the mic? Did you turn the cameras on?
I did.
And then we have that video.
If we remember the day, that we can always go back and cut it.
Have that video.
We do have that video. Okay. It's just in the.
Okay. I'll wait for those videos. That would be nice.
Do we know what day I did that?
That would be really nice.
That was towards the beginning.
Yeah, that would be nice. That's all there. Whew. So, Jay's gonna head. Are you going to the game or no?
I'm going.
Okay. I don't know if you were going to the game or not. So you'll have to pick up your stuff when you get down there.
All right.
You know, get you covered. I know you were doing what you do. And then we will come back. Big Sky and Nick will handle the last part of the hour for us, depending on time. Tom Bach and myself are going to watch the exhibition together, which should be its own experience all together. Because if you haven't watched a basketball game with Tom Stevens, you are missing out on a level of entertainment that, one, I should be paying more for, quite frankly.
Why? What's the deal?
Tom coaches in.
He's one of those.
Tom thinks it's his job to yell when Nebraska is to take a timeout. So Tom's the official timeout guy.
Oh, I like that.
Like, call a timeout. Call.
Even during exhibition
game? Timeout now. Now. Fred, timeout.
Hey, do you think Fred ever is like, hey, Tom told us to call timeout. So
I don't really have anything to say, but Tom Stevens said to.
So we sit pretty, pretty good seats, right? And so you're there, and it's out of nowhere. Like, he can go from sitting and relaxed and be up and get it out and then back in his seat again in one smooth move.
Hmm.
Like, Tom, yeah. Yeah. Like, I've watched games here with Bach when we were doing preparing for post-game shows. But, yeah. Yeah, it's... Eric says, Tom yells, do they even practice free throws when they miss free throws? Yeah, those are awful. Those are awful. It's awful. It's a free throw. They're free. So that's what you can expect tonight, even during an exhibition. So we're counting on it. Eric asked the question, best candidate for Husker basketball triple-double this year. Who's most likely to get a triple-double?
I would say Trey McGowan's.
I'm going to say Alonzo Verge.
Is that the brother from Arizona State?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Verge.
That was my second pick.
Yeah, I'm going to say Verge because Verge rebounds. He gets long rebounds. Yeah. Teams that want to shoot against them. And he gets them. He'll have double-doubles with points and assists. Just because, depending on how much he plays tonight, he could get 10 assists just because they're going to alley-oop and dunk over a short Peru State team.
Dang.
Like tonight, we may set a record for the most number of alley-oops that have ever been in Pinnacle Bank Arena. There's going to be a ton of those. We may even get somebody coming down on a break, throwing it off the backboard, catching it themselves, and dunking. And I don't know was the last time that was done down here. But triple-double, Nick? Is that fair? That McGowan's, yeah. Bryce, Trey, Verge, those three.
I like Alonzo Verge quite a bit. I'm curious about Wilhelm. I don't know if Wilhelm. Obviously, the toughest one is going to be the assists for
Wilhelm.
No, but
he's a really good passer.
But, I mean, that's the thing, is if they space it out like they're supposed to, there's an opportunity there.
He's a really good passer.
And we know he can shoot from multiple spots on the court.
I don't have I was asked this yesterday. So who do you want to watch? Like, who are you most excited to
Everybody.
See?
Everybody.
Right?
I mean, of course, Bryce McGowan.
Kase.
I want to see everybody.
Yeah. There's so many new, like, that's the weird thing about this year's team. Is
and
that
Wilhelm, he's like little Bill Walton.
Yeah.
That's what I look at.
Yeah. That's the cool thing. Is like,
that's a really good call.
We're used to having a full roster, you know, reload. Because we have to have so many new guys. This year we have a lot of new guys, but we also have a mix of old, to where it's like, I wonder what's happening more when the new guys get paired with the old guys.
And four of the starters are returners.
Mm-hmm.
You could have said the fifth if they moved Kobe in, but Verge is in front of Kobe. Trevor Lakes will get run. Having watched Trevor Lakes at practice the last – it's just different. It's just different. I don't know. Like, he had the shoulder surgery, and now it looks like, that guy's pretty good.
He's the shooter we heard about.
Well, he that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, finally you go, there's the dude that we thought, you know, would hit shots. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good. So, I mean, Jay, what's success for this team?
I think, well, I mean, I'd like to watch them first, but I think if they could be middle to upper middle in the Big Ten, that's definitely a success, and then that would probably put them up for possible NCAA, definitely NIT, right? I mean, that's just me just off the top of my head.
Nick, is it too much to expect for this team to be middle of the pack, Big Ten?
I think it depends on how the Big Ten plays out. There's a very good chance that the Big Ten gets another eight teams in the big dance this year. So if Nebraska's sitting there at 7 or 8, you feel pretty good about where Nebraska's at. If it plays out the way that the Big Ten usually plays out in basketball.
Well, if they're 7 and 8 in the Big Ten, they're 7 and 8 in the tournament.
Exactly, yeah. which means normally at least that's where I'm saying get the first round off in the Big Ten tournament. Don't force yourself to play Wednesday.
Don't be in the play-in game.
That's exactly it, because that, number one, is progress. Number two, that shows that you're not the last four teams in the Big Ten standings.
They just got to get off to a good start.
Yeah.
Get continuity. The biggest thing for them, obviously, they look like a real basketball team. Really, mm-hmm. Almost said football. It's just continuity, everybody being okay with their role, and everybody keeping their egos in check. That's really what it comes down to.
Well, if they're having success early,
then it's a lot easier. But right? At the end of the day, you're always – you know this. You coach enough basketball. I played enough basketball. You just – and seen it. Like, you're going to go through a lull of the season – whether you're not hitting shots or you lose a couple games that are tough games, or you got to grind and kind of keep your, you know, keep going, you know, doing the same things, knowing that we're getting better even though it's not the results, and then they'll come out at the other end and you got to stay together. So, you know, that's going to be big for this team. They got a ton of potential, a lot of talent, a lot of guys that can play, a lot of guys that can do multiple things. It's a perfect opportunity in offense and system and situation and coaching for that. This is like tailor made for Fred. Obviously, he'd like to have, you know, when he had was it Marcus Fizer or whatever in Iowa State, where he had a lottery pick and a couple other guys. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're thinking about it, this is, you know, not perfect, but it's tailor made for to have some success. And what really will help is if you have good leadership, you know, togetherness, cohesiveness, and everybody's pushing with the towards the same goal. Because if there's ever a team that Nebraska should look at and know that they can be successful doing it this way, is Florida State with Leonard Hamilton, right? Mm-hmm. Now, they're probably not up and down like how Fred does. You know, they play really, really good defense, but they're long, athletic. Heck, they had a lottery pick that was their sixth man.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting on all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Williams, that's for the Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're thinking about the way the NBA is now and the guys that are getting drafted, you know, you don't have to average 20, 25 points to be a lottery pick. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you do two or three things well, they're scouting you, understanding that you have other guys that potentially could play professional basketball. It might not necessarily be the NBA. It could be the D League. It could be over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're evaluating you and they're looking at guys that go – they're looking at you as the player and potentially the player. So worrying about, oh, I get 17 on a Tuesday night game, so we're playing so-and-so, now I got to get 20 in order to kind of keep, you know, along the pace. You just got to go out there and play good basketball. Good basketball, individual and collectively basketball. And if you play at a good enough pace, which I'm sure they like to do, you're going to need depth. And so everybody's going to have their night or nights. Or like weeks, and where you go on a run where, you know, say like DP is really hitting. So then I got to take a, you know, a little bit of seat back. Say, he rolls an ankle a little bit. Now I got to step up. I can't forget my original role. Now I got to add a little bit to my other role. The team would be fine.
Well, I like the fact that you mentioned a good start.
That's the key to any team. Get off to a good
start. Especially
when
the history's bad.
Sure.
Recent history's bad, because then it's, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Then in this day and age, you know, people put more time into the negative and what could happen in a negative way, what, you know, and compare it to like last year or whatever, than they do of, okay, how do we fix it? How do we continue along this bumpy path knowing that there's going to be – it's like going on a country road and knowing it says in 2 miles it's going to be a pavement. So, yeah, so you got to go through some potholes and, you know, dodge a couple rocks and stuff like that so you don't tear your – you know, underneath of your car up, but you got to do it together and they'll, you know, and they'll be fine. So getting off to a good start is crucial in any sport that you're playing. And you want to get off to a good start individually. And it's not all based on points, man. Well, it's not all based. That's the thing. Playing good basketball is not all based on points. If Draymond Green has not taught everybody that you don't have to be an elite scorer to be a Hall of Fame player and be a max contract player at the next level, then you don't love basketball.
What do you say to folks that would look at and go, well, the good start is great, but if the start, the bad start happens, then players look different, they respond different, they act different, usually because they feel like, well, if I was playing more, I could help.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, of course, that's going to be – that's the whole thing with, like, a wide receiver. A wide receiver is okay if they only get 3 or 4 catches as long as you're winning. But if you have a dominant wide receiver, like an Odell Beckham Jr. when he was with the Giants or, you know, when he's with Cleveland or any other one, and they're only getting 2 or 3 looks or targets – then, of course, they're going to be like, dude, I need the ball more because I know I can help the team win. Of course, there's always going to be people that or guys that are going to say, you know, if I played a little bit more, well, then just prove it because you're probably most likely going to get a chance. If you start off slow and say the offense is, like, sputtering a little bit or there's a lot of defensive breakdowns and you're a guy that's, like, playing a backup role to say, like, I'm backing up Nick, well, then you're going to – well, we start off slow and we're having defensive breakdowns at this position. Well, then you're going to get your opportunity. So you got to make them. You got to take advantage of your opportunity.
Is that coaching in the true sense that you're managing personalities?
You're managing personalities almost more than you are coaching. I mean, there's guys that now these kids are so sensitive that I remember I was talking to one of my friends that coached high school he coaches high school football and he coaches basketball too up in Minneapolis, and we were just, you know, we'll get the and we'll just talk just about coaching and just different situations. He's like, dude, he's like, Jay, he's like, I spend 3 hours a week trying to find out how these guys are relationship-wise in school because I know it's going to affect the way that they come to practice and if they execute the plays correctly.
It's identical.
Really sitting up it's there, identical. Like if they like the same girl, then I know. Then he's like, I know. Well, this guy's not going to, you know, the quarterback's not going to throw to him
and
as
it's,
much.
And it's constant.
The meaning that they are going to go out. They're going to bypass winning and performing well based on puppy love or something stupid on it, social media.
Well, it's more powerful than the thing you're doing. Like the moment you allow something else to be more important than the thing that you're supposed to be focusing on.
Sure.
Then that's an issue. And I think that's missed in coaching, in good coaching. There are some mediocre coaches who never care and never reach that stuff.
Right.
Good coaches tend to know, and they got people in place as well who can get to the
bottom of it.
Those spaces where that stuff happens, yeah. Like can get to the right bar on time, that can get to the right dorm on time, that can get to the right part of campus or the right student center on time. That's a big part of this for a lot of coaches. I think a lot of coaches are missing it. I like the idea that this team seems to feel like it's going to be drama-free.
Yeah, I think they got, like, just from listening to them, they got their kind of ducks in a row. I think, oddly enough, you know, playing a tough schedule last year during COVID and none of the guys, like, tapping out, they kind of grew together, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of brings, you know, like, some camaraderie there, adding some good, you know, pieces. You know, when you get a 5-star recruit, regardless if his brother's here or not, that's still a big deal for Nebraska, right? Mm-hmm. And then everything you've heard coming out of the preseason camp that you know he's not a paper champ. He's a for real 5-star, and plus he's a good kid. Comes from a good family. He's very respectful, humble. Then you get a transfer in, and they got good pieces. And then you get the old Larry Bird, Larry Bird, Bill Walton from California. that, you know, he said, you know, they fixed his posture. Now he's 6'11". Homeboy can do it. You see the potential there. And so I think that there's not – even last year, there wasn't a lot of guys that had over, I guess, zealous ego. Look, if you're going to be good at sports, you got to be confident, right?
Mm-hmm.
You almost at times got to be cocky. You got to believe in yourself so much that people can't break you down, right? The difference where people don't understand is being, you know, confident slash, you know, cocky is just kind of how you carry yourself and you kind of like fronting a little bit. It's like you're strutting. Well, like when you're confident, you're out there, whether you got a quiet confidence or like a boisterous confidence, it's, when you're playing sports, that's just who you are. What people mix sometimes is arrogant. All when you're arrogant, in my opinion, is you're confident, but you're ignorant with it, right? So then all your ignorance over steps over and blinds people to your confidence in what you do because they're focusing on you being ignorant, which is arrogant. So I think they got a lot of confident players. They got a confident coaching staff. I think all these kids – from what I see and hear and read, which isn't much, I think they all want to be here, which is great. They know that they could be part of the team, you know, team or teams that, you know, kind of get Nebraska, you know, to a level of respectability, which, you know, like they probably hadn't been since, you know, I think when I was here that, you know, they were pretty good. I know there's been good teams after, but so look, they know there's a tremendous opportunity here. And when they went through a grind last year, you know, it made, I think that, you know, even though it didn't obviously lead to the win in the win column as much as they'd like, I think it made them a tighter team because, you know, sometimes whether they're playing like three games in like 5 days or something like that, coming back, not even practicing and playing again that night, you know, you got to love basketball and you got to really, you know, like or love your teammates in order to do it because you can start to get sick of everybody very quickly and they never did that.
Yeah, you can usually tell from a team whether how they're responding to one, reacting to each other.
Yeah.
From the text line, Goober. Big Sky says, I love Triangle derailed my entire sophomore hockey team season. That's really sadly not that uncommon. And it's a thing that I've said to this basketball team. You cannot let perimeter stuff, peripheral stuff distract and detour you. You can't do it. Like, that's going to be there all the time. All the time.
I mean, there's always stuff that goes on. There's stuff, you know. I mean, it's at the end of the day, I just think that as long as these guys stay focused, everybody keeps working for the betterment of themselves and obviously for the team, all ultimately want to become the best player that they can be, knowing that it can help the team out, not only worry about them getting theirs, they'll be fine. It's going to be probably hard to, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, just managing minutes, managing egos and personalities in minutes, making sure guys understand you got to keep working because if you're not getting as many minutes right now, it might not necessarily mean, you know, you're not in the top like eight. It might just be the circumstances of the teams that you're playing. You know what I'm saying? Or you're
tonight.
Or, you know, I'm just saying like you're, yeah. You know, like if you're playing a team that's got some size, well, then that just elevates the guys that have size versus you can't look at it skill-wise, right? If you want to, you know, you might want to be trying to work on, like, some small ball, right? See how a bigger team, you know, or to get back into a game. Sometimes
third
you might,
quarter, let's go.
You might have to go to, like, a, you know, kind of like a jump defense. You're pressing a little bit, trying to up the pace, get back into the game, and then you're over there worrying about minutes. Well, then it's your time to get back to get in the game. Because the game's within reason to get you back in. I'm talking about if you're a big guy or a forward. Well, you hadn't been engaged for the last 12 minutes. Then you go out there and then you just, you know, dookie down your leg and, you know, fill up the huggies even more. And now you're, you know, you got the pain of disappointment versus you didn't weigh the pain of discipline. And that's really what it comes down to. Like, you always ask athletes, are you willing to go through the pain of discipline so you don't have to deal with the pain of disappointment? Because the pain of disappointment – doesn't go away. The pain of discipline goes away shortly. Mm-hmm. It does. So if you go through a hard practice or you got to be disciplined or whatever you're doing, like, you know, within, you know, by the time you get home, you're like, man, that was a hard practice, man. I got to kick my feet up. I got to rest my legs. And then you're kind of like on to the next. You're thinking about what's on TV or whatever. The pain of disappointment can go on for quite some time because that the pain of disappointment generally comes from individuals not living up to their own expectations of what they should, and also what their expectation of is whatever team they're on.
Or what they said they'd do.
Or what you should do. I always say, look, to be average, an average athlete, okay, you exceeded expectations to get here, right? So you're the, was it 10% or 1% or whatever to play college sports.
Right.
So now you're at the 1% of Power 5. So just to be average, which I call is just like cashing your scholarship check, right? That's keeping your nose clean, staying eligible as far as education-wise, and going to practice and meetings and trying hard, trying your best. That's just average. That's basics.
And the basics.
That's where they like, oh, well, we don't have anything in the negative column to, you know, politely ask them to leave. But if you want to be good to great, you got to do more. And you got to continue to do more. And then you got to continue to find weaknesses in your game, or you got to go back and really work on something that you might have not had to work on prior to be, you know, considered a good to great player, but continue along the path of being consistent.
I'll ask us of all four, so Big Sky, if you're paying attention. So before we go to break, who is Nebraska's leading scorer tonight?
I'll say Bryce McGowan's.
I'm going to say, oh gosh, I like CJ Wilcher. No, let's go Alonzo Verge.
I was going to say Wilcher.
Big Sky says Tominaga. I'm going to say Trey McGowan's.
Okay.
Mark it down.
I'm going to ask you this. Who do you think the best dunker on the team is?
Oh, Trey.
No, best dunker on the team is Keon Edwards.
Ooh.
Who's the most ferocious? I would say Trey, right?
Trey.
Trey's the most explosive.
Trey.
He's got a little
dominant. Bryce is going to do different stuff.
Yeah.
Different stuff. But,
hey.
Yeah.
He came up on us like Debo, didn't he?
Yeah. He blocked a movie,
right?
That's what I was thinking.
He
looked like Shaq and Wee Kenny and
right. I was like, wait a minute, everything got Kenny, dark.
Kenny Smith
like,
and Barkley, and then you are
Ernie Johnson.
Terrence Badgett is here.
Shaq Attack came up in here.
Yeah,
I got skills, man. You know I got skills.
Badgett is here. He gonna hold it down for us, and then we'll catch him when we come back. That's how we do. More old school when we come back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and get a $15 gift card after rebate, plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,